so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Lord, you so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Lord, you so good. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Lord, you so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent is thy name. Excellent is thy name. Excellent, you are God. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Lord,
Lord, you so good,
so good, so good.
Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
And excellent is thy name. Excellent, you are kind.
Lord, you are wonderful.
Excellent is thy name. Excellent, you are God.
Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Hallelujah. Our God is excellent. Our God is good. He is kind to us. There is no other like him. Created everything. Has all the power, and yet he minds about our life, and yet he cares about us. Our God is so good. He is so kind. Amen? Praise God. This would be the moment for us to bring our tithes to God. This is the moment for us to bring our offerings to God. If you are at home and you think you cannot participate, it's not true. If we can worship together while you are at home, you can still give your tithe. We have our website, cgcmadison.com. You can go on the website. And you can give through the website. We also have a way to text to give. And the number is 279-3883, I think. You guys have the while they're trying to find the text to give number, I will continue with the program. So, there it is, right there. You can come into church with your envelope, just drop it in. It's at 5301 commercial avenue, and it is in Madison. The zip code is 53704. If you want a text to give, the number is right there, 608-719-3883. You can also go online at cccmadison.org, and you can give through that venue too. Let's pray. Father, for those who are thinking of giving, or for those who are already calling to give, my God, I pray, bless bountifully, bless abundantly, overflowing, shaken, fill up to overflow, my God, and heal all those who are sick in their bodies. Heal all those who are suffering in their minds. Heal all those who are fearful of the situation that we are in. Father, for those who don't have today, I pray that you put in their hands, and also that you touch their heart. Not only what you give them, they don't keep it to them, but they give back to you what is due to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I also wanted to ask you all together, if you are at home, stand up and let's pray for a particular subject. Si vous êtes à la maison et que vous nous suivez en ce moment, je vous prie, levez-vous, tenez-vous debout et prions pour un sujet particulier. Nous avons une sœur du nord de Afia, membre influente du ministère africain, et elle a reçu la nouvelle aujourd'hui que son papa est vraiment malade, et c'est vraiment une situation où quiconque est à l'étranger et en tant que leur papa ou maman est malade au pays, c'est un peu difficile. So, our sister Afia, she is a very influencing member of the African International Ministry. She got word today that her father is sick at home, and he is in a difficult situation, but it is not difficult with God. So I want you to pray with me. I want you to ask God to touch him and heal him, deliver him from anything that is not from the Spirit of God. Because in Africa, we have all this spiritual fight that I guess over here people do not have much. But pray that any spirit that is involved in this sickness be removed by the hand of the Lord, and that health be given back to Edward. Edward is his name. And that the joy of the Lord overwhelm him and all the family. Pray also that God comfort and sustain and encourages all the members of the family so that they are strong enough to take care of Edward as he goes through this moment. Let's pray together. Father, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, we stand in awe before you. But we stand, oh God, in certainty, in assurance, that all we ask in the name of Jesus will be given us. That's why we lift up to you Edward Kofi, and we pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, every involved spirit that is not answering the name of Jesus, let them be condemned and taken out of the place in Jesus' name. Let Edward be taken out of the hands of any spirit that is not of the Spirit of the Lord. Right now, we command that in Ghana, whatsoever is involved against the life of Edward be now cast down. We call them all to neutrality. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that you release life, abundant life in Edward. Let us hear the good news of a healing that comes from the power of the Lord. And Father, we pray for the family. Give them courage, for now is for them a test. Give them courage. Help them stand with him. Help them stand to help him go through this situation. Oh God, for our sister Afia, we pray. Comfort her family. Encourage them. Talk to her. Let her know that even though she is not at home, you are at home with Edward. Help them understand that your hand is long enough to touch and heal. My God, we shout out to you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know you guys are praying for my wife, and I want to ask you to continue to pray for her, for she is going through a tough time, and it is affecting all of us. It is affecting me. It's affecting Aurora. But God has been good to us. We're standing, and we will stand, and we will wait upon him. We know he will bring healing. He will bring joy. So I ask that you continue to pray for her, and pray for anybody you know that is sick. God bless you. God honor you for what you do for him. Thank you. You may be seated. It's a different setting. It's a different time. I'm used to preaching to at least 20 people, and right now I'm preaching to only 7 plus myself, 8. But I know, even though I can't see you, I know at home you are listening. And if you're listening, hear the word of God today. Hear the word of God today. And what the word of God is: don't be weary. I got it all. I am your God, and you are my people. And if you are the people of God, why be weary? Why worry? Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. He will renew your strength. He will renew your strength. Je vais le traduire un peu en français. Je disais, si vous êtes avec nous ce soir, malgré tout ce qui se passe autour de toi aujourd'hui, chasse une chose. Le Seigneur a une parole pour toi. C'est une parole d'encouragement. Il dit, ne soyez pas confondus. Ne soyez pas découragés. Je suis votre Dieu et vous êtes mon peuple. Si vous êtes le peuple de Dieu, il faut attendre. Attendez Dieu et il va renouveler vos forces. Attendez le Seigneur et il va renouveler vos forces. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Today, the word of God, I would title it in a little bit, Me No More. Again, in a little bit, Here I Am. Let me repeat it. doesn't sound English, but I know why I titled it that way. In a little bit, me no more. Again, in a little bit, here I am. And we will read in John chapter 16 from verse 11 to verse 14. Si vous écoutez la parole de Dieu ce soir, le titre que je donne à ce message, c'est « D'ici peu, je ne suis plus, encore d'ici peu, et me voilà. » Et nous allons lire dans le livre de Jean, chapitre 16, du verset 11, au verset 14. Je le lis. Le jugement, parce que le prince de ce monde est jugé. J'ai encore beaucoup de choses à vous dire, mais vous ne pouvez pas les porter maintenant. Quand le Consolateur sera venu, l'Esprit de vérité, il vous conduira dans toute la vérité, car il ne parlera pas de lui-même, mais il parlera tout ce qu'il, il dira tout ce qu'il aura entendu, et il vous annoncera les choses à venir. Il me glorifiera parce qu'il prendra de ce qui est à moi et vous l'annoncera. Let's read it in English. John chapter 16, verses 11 through 14. It says, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged, I have said many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. How be it? When he, the Prince of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. Amen. In a little bit, me no more. And in a little bit, here I am. This is Jesus speaking to who? To his disciples. Remember, all the miracles. Remember all the healings. Remember all that Jesus have taught to them till now. Now, a verse that leads to our message tonight is verse 16. That's where I found my title at. Verse 16 of John 16 says, a little while and you shall not see me. And again, a little while. And ye shall see me because I go to the Father. Let's pray. Father, your word is the truth. Your word is life. Your word is all we need. And your word, we are expecting. So, Father, I pray, give me utterance to preach this word with the wisdom that is required so anybody listening can hear, understand, and accept and live by. I pray for every heart, every mind, and every soul that is listening right now, that the truth of the Lord will invade their reality and push away the lies of the enemy. For Lord, you are all we need. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. In a little bit, me, no more. Again, in a little bit, me, again. When my little daughter Aurora was about 2, she was just walking, and it was hilarious. I would come back from work, and all I want is play with Aurora. I would put her on my back and walk back and forth the street by our apartment. And that day we were playing hide and seek. Hide and seek. Now, what happened is that she will hide. I know where she is, but I would go around seeking for her. Oh, I can't see her. I can't see her. And she would come back and, here you go. Here I am. She doesn't wait long. And I didn't understand that it's part of not getting out of the sight of daddy for too long. And I happened to take the hiding portion. So I went and hide. She looked for me. She couldn't find me. For a while. And she burst crying. Yeah! Yeah! And it was so strident that I was scared. What did I do to my own daughter? I took her on my arms. No, she wouldn't stop crying. And it came to my mind that in my class of psychology, I learned that in the sight of a baby, when you go out of her sight, for her, she won't see you anymore. For a baby, when you go away, they think you're not coming anymore. That's why when a mom goes away from a baby, the baby starts crying. It takes a long time before they realize that the mom that is gone is coming back. So, for a while, she didn't see me. And she started crying, sobbing. Are we a little bit like those children? Are we a little bit like this baby that sees their mother go around the corner and think she's not coming no more? Jesus walked on this earth. And all he did were so extraordinary. And all the disciples around him, they witnessed that. And here Jesus is telling them, in a little bit, you will not see me anymore. And in a little bit, you will see me again. And they started talking to one another. What is it that he's saying all these things? What is it that he's saying? A little bit you won't see me anymore. A little bit you will see me. Yes. A human brain is limited. Even things that you know, sometimes they are inhibited. I don't know how to say that. They are like hiding behind your mind until it is an aha moment and they come back to your mind. Are we like these children? That when our Lord is away, a little away from our situation, we start crying, we start searching, we start getting weary. Are we like those babies? Quand mon enfant, ma fille avait 2 ans, Aurora, elle apprenait à parler, elle apprenait à marcher et nous jouions à cache-cache. Et son tour de se cacher et à moi de la chercher, je joue à celui qui ne voit pas où se trouve celle qui est cachée et je tourne autour et ça ne prend pas beaucoup de temps, elle sort de sa cachette et elle dit « Me voilà ». Et moi, je ne comprenais pas que c'est parce qu'elle ne peut pas garder le temps de latence qu'il y a entre me voir et ne pas me voir. Alors, elle apparaît dans la minute qui suit, dès qu'elle ne me voit pas, la retrouver. Et quand ce fut mon tour de me cacher, j'ai été un peu... j'allais dire un peu passage. Je me suis caché un peu longtemps et après qu'elle m'ait cherché pour quelques instants et ne m'ayant pas trouvé, elle s'est mise à crier stridemment. Alors là, moi, j'ai eu peur et j'ai accouru, je l'ai pris dans mes bras et j'ai essayé de la consoler, mais c'était un peu trop tard. Elle criait, elle criait, elle criait, elle criait, elle criait. Elle sobrait. Et c'est après longue consolation que j'ai pu la calmer. Et la question, c'est de savoir, est-ce que nous sommes comme ces enfants? Parce que la psychologie dit que quand l'enfant vous perd de vue pour un certain moment, il pense que vous n'allez plus revenir. Quand l'enfant, la maman du bébé, le laisse seul pour un moment, le bébé pense qu'il ne va plus voir sa maman et c'est là que les cris et les pleurs viennent. Est-ce que nous sommes comme ces bébés? Parce que Jésus a fait tellement de miracles. Il a fait tellement de guérisons autour de ses disciples. Et ses disciples ont vu tout cela, mais ils n'ont pas compris quand Jésus leur a dit, dans le verset 16, « Encore un peu de temps et vous ne me verrez plus. Et puis encore un peu de temps et vous me verrez parce que je vais au Père. » Alors ils ont commencé à murmurer et à se poser des questions et ils étaient prêts à demander à Jésus, pourquoi tu nous dis tout ça? Ils ont vu tout ce qui s'est passé. Mieux encore, c'est des gens qui étaient informés. Parce que c'était des Juifs. Et ces Juifs, dans leur tradition, il y avait la Torah, il y avait les Écritures. Et chaque enfant devait se situer par rapport à l'écriture. Il devait former sa vie par rapport à l'écriture. Il devrait pratiquer le judaïsme depuis l'enfance jusqu'à leur mort. Donc ses disciples devraient savoir que Jésus, leur sauveur, devrait passer par la mort, devrait ressusciter et devrait revenir à eux. Mais ça ne leur a pas empêché de ne pas comprendre les paroles de Jésus. C'est vrai, nous sommes humains et souvent tout ce que nous savons, nous ne pouvons pas nous en rappeler à temps. Il va falloir à l'homme d'être en présence d'une situation qui invoque les connaissances acquises pour que cela revienne à sa mémoire. Et là, les connaissances acquises par les disciples de Jésus ne revenaient pas à leur mémoire. Nous avons eu tellement de promesses et nous devons tenir à ces promesses. We have gotten so much promises from Jesus, and we have to hold on to these promises. Promises like, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you, I will be with you all the way to the end of times. We have to not forget those promises. Otherwise, situations like this pandemic will frighten us to the point where we shake to give the devil the opportunity to use us, discourage us, and make us weary. Remember the promises of God. 5,479 of them are to comfort us, to make us sure that He is there with us. We read the Bible. So many among us know about the Word of God. We can sometimes just sit and repeat them out of our mind. But at a situation of this magnitude, why is it that we are shaking while the promises are for us? Why are we shaking? Moreover, this world is not our home. It is not our home. This world is just the wilderness, just like Israel was crossing this wilderness going to the promised land. This is a wilderness. Let's not shake to this moment. Let's not shake to this pandemic. Let's not shake to this. Let's remember the promises. Let's look beyond this world. And let's prepare ourselves to cross it at any time. The pandemic is not new. The pandemic is not something that he did not talk to us about. It is in here. You shall hear rumors of wars. Things like pandemics. But this is not the end yet. It's just signs of the coming of the end. No fear. No fear. Because he did not give us a spirit of fear. He did not. He gave us a spirit that makes us conquerors. Conquerors. Le Seigneur ne nous a pas donné un esprit de peur. Toutes ces promesses qu'il a données, c'est des promesses qui tiennent. Et de plus, la pandémie, ce n'est pas quelque chose qui est nouveau pour nous. Le Seigneur en a parlé dans sa parole. Il nous a dit que nous entendrons des rumeurs de guerre. Nous allons entendre parler des pandémies et tout cela. Mais ce n'est pas la fin. Ce n'est que des signes qui montrent que la fin est proche. Donc n'ayons pas peur. C'est plutôt des moments pour nous de nous fortifier dans le Seigneur. C'est plutôt des moments pour nous de tenir ferme selon ses promesses. C'est des moments où nous devons bander nos muscles. Laissez-moi utiliser cette expression. Bander nos muscles. Les muscles de notre foi pour évangéliser, pour atteindre le monde avec la parole de Dieu. C'est pour le chrétien un moment de propulsion. Un moment de propulsion. C'est comme je disais au début, utilisons ce moment, utilisons ce temps de quarantaine pour mieux nous rapprocher de Dieu. Parce que nous avons couru à gauche et à droite. Nous avons cherché à gauche et à droite. Et nous avons donné peu de temps au Seigneur. C'est maintenant un moment pour moi de refaire ma relation avec Dieu. Et la Bible dit que si nous nous approchons de lui, il va s'approcher de nous. Je me suis décidé que chaque jour, le temps que je n'avais pas pour Dieu, je l'ai maintenant et je vais le mettre au profit de ma relation avec Dieu. Mon frère, ma soeur, ne sois pas confus. Ne sois pas confus. Le Seigneur qui a dit qu'il sera avec nous jusqu'à la fin des temps est avec nous aujourd'hui. Le Seigneur qui a dit qu'il revient pour nous chercher est toujours là aujourd'hui parce qu'il est omniprésent. Il est là avec nous. My brother, my sister, let's not be weary, for the Lord that says he will come to fetch us is still with us. He is omnipresent. He is omnipresent. In a little bit, me no more. In a little bit, here I am. Meanwhile, he gave us a mandatory commandment And this mandatory commandment is Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28:19. Excuse me if I go extremely to say this. This is exactly why you, Christian, you are still on earth. This verse is the reason why we are still here. He could have taken us right after we got out of the baptismal tank. He could have just collected Peter, John, James, and all the disciples, Mary, Joseph, and all those who believed in him, and just go. But this is why you and I, we are still on this earth. And if this earth is still in existence, it's because you and I, we are still on this earth. Go ye there. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. And do what? Teach all nations. Teach all nations. Teach them about what? About Jesus. We know better. Why? Because this God loves so much this world that he does not want anybody to perish. He wants to give an opportunity to everybody, anybody on this earth, to make a choice whether they want to be saved or not. And how will they know? We got to go teach them. Those who say, yeah, you have the truth, like Peter said to Jesus when he asked, are you guys also going to leave? He said, where are we going? You have the truth. You have the truth. We're not going anywhere. So when we teach, and those who react like Peter, we baptize them in the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus is the name of the Father, it is the name of the Son, and it's the name of the Holy Ghost. Name here is singular. That name is Jesus. That's why the Bible says there is no other name given among men through which you can be saved by the name of Jesus Christ. That Bible says the Father and the Holy Ghost and Jesus are the same. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. And I was reflecting on when he told his disciples, you be blessed that I go. Because if I don't go, the Comforter is not going to come. I'm saying, if it was that Jesus was different from the Holy Ghost, and if he knew that we would be shaking like leaves, why don't he stay and bring the Holy Ghost with him? That's two powers. We need that. Right? It is not two, it's one. They all were in the body. why he had to go, for the Spirit to come and dwell in us. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is a Spirit of the Father. Amen. We baptize them in the name of Jesus. And the sign is, he has promised to all generations, everywhere, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Until today, people got off the baptismal tank talking in tongues. It is real. It is real. Now, my brother, now my sister, it's up to you. You want it? Or you don't want it? If you want it, you're going to heaven. Because you can get it, and you can get it right now, right here. You want it? It's free. It's a gift. But if you say, I don't want it, you are saying bye-bye to heaven. Because nobody will go to heaven that has not the Spirit of God. No one. That's the seal. That's the seal that gets you through the gates of heaven. And when Jesus says, again in a little while, you will see me. This time, we will see him, to be taken by him, and we will live forever with him. It's not going to be everybody that sees him. It's going to be only those that have the seal. He's coming for those who are sealed for him. For if you hear the word of God and you reject it, God is not to be blamed. You rejected the word of God. If it is preached by a donkey, it's the word of God. If it is preached by a man, it's the word of God. Be it black, be it white, be it short, be it tall, it's a word of life, eternal life. It's not about the preacher, it's about the word. And I want to close by saying this. When you have a promise, somebody have promised you like $1 million. I love $1 million. Somebody promises you $1 million. What do you do? You have a promise of $1 million. What do? Go get it. Go get it. I'm not letting this guy sleep that promised me $1 million. You have promised until you give it to me. I'm not leaving your door. I'll chase you everywhere you go. You promised me $1 million. I want me $1 million. That's how you get the $1 million. That's how you get the $1 million. The promise is for you, for your children, and for everybody all through the world that will hear your testimony and believe. That's the promise. Don't wait. Hey, don't wait. You don't know if you're going to pass through this pandemic and be still alive. Don't wait. Call the church. Get your ticket for heaven. Don't play. For $1 million, people don't sit and wait around. They run to get their money. $1 million is what? It's gone in an expense. Gone. Eternal life promised to you, and you waiting? I didn't wait. When I understood it, I cried. And I didn't wait for the preacher to call. I went to the altar. I went. I wanted it. I wanted it. And God gave it to me. Today I'm preaching and I'm loud because what I got is very important. What I got is so sure that I can't say it by whispering. I got to tell it and I got to tell it strong. I got to tell it and I got to tell it with all the loudness of my voice. My brother, my sister, if you haven't experienced that yet, it's not late. He hasn't come yet, but he's coming. He hasn't come yet, but the promise is sure. He will come. He will come. You want to be ready, because we don't know when he will come. He did not tell us when he will come. He say he will come suddenly. Every time. For me, it's a time. The Lord is coming. So, if you are home and you have heard this word and you want to hearken to it, the time has come. Call the church. Call the church. We will make a time. We'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you will be ready for heaven. Call the church. Hallelujah. Call the church. Don't wait. Do not wait. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mon frère et ma sœur, la promesse du Seigneur tient. Il a promis d'être avec nous jusqu'à la fin des temps. Il a aussi promis qu'il reviendrait et qu'il viendrait chercher ceux qui ont reçu sa parole et qui se sont fait baptiser en son nom. Ceux qui sont scellés par le sceau du Saint-Esprit. Personne ne va aller au ciel qui n'a pas le Saint-Esprit de Dieu. Personne n'ira au ciel qui n'a pas le Saint-Esprit de Dieu. Mon frère, ma soeur, quand on vous promet $1 million, qu'est-ce que vous faites? Vous n'attendez pas que la personne fasse son temps pour venir vous donner $1 million. Vous êtes à la porte de la personne tous les jours. Vous voulez faire en sorte que la personne n'oublie pas qu'il a promis de vous donner $1 million. Vous faites tout pour collecter votre $1 million. Et $1 million, ce n'est rien qu'une dépense. Une dépense, vous achetez un bateau avec $1 million, c'est fini. Vous pouvez acheter juste une... Il y a des véhicules qui coûtent $1 million. Vous achetez le véhicule et $1 million est parti. Ça ne dure pas. Mais la vie éternelle vous est promise. Et elle est réelle. Pourquoi attendez-vous? Faites-vous baptiser au nom de Jésus-Christ. C'est la seule voie. Il n'y a pas un autre nom qui est donné. Il n'y a pas une seule voie qui existe, sinon que le nom de Jésus-Christ. C'est lui seul qui revient pour chercher ceux qui ont accepté notre prédication, qui se sont fait baptiser en son nom et qui ont été marqués, scellés par le sceau du Saint-Esprit. Et là, c'est un don. C'est un don. C'est un cadeau, pour mieux parler. C'est un cadeau. Et le cadeau, on ne paye pas. Le cadeau, on ne dépense rien. On va et on prend son cadeau. Appelez l'Église. Appelez l'Église. Could you guys find me the number of Calvary Gospel Church? Appelez l'Église. Nous allons vous baptiser au nom de Jésus-Christ et nous allons prier avec vous pour que vous soyez scellés du Saint-Esprit pour le jour du Seigneur. Je suis en train de chercher le numéro de l'église pour vous. Parce que c'est un moment difficile et tout doit être fait avec le plus de rigueur possible pour pas que nous contaminions les uns les autres. Donc le numéro de l'église c'est 608 249 64 47. Je répète, le numéro de l'église 608 249 64 47. Vous appelez et nous allons faire en sorte que vous soyez baptisés. Faites-le rapidement parce que nous ne savons pas quand est-ce le Seigneur revient. Nous ne savons pas quand est-ce qu'il revient. Il ne nous l'a pas dit. Il nous a dit que lui-même, il ne sait pas quand est-ce qu'il revient. Et il revient comme un voleur. Ça peut être la seconde qui suit. Si vous n'êtes pas scellé, vous n'irez pas au paradis. Vous n'aurez pas la vie éternelle. Nous sommes là parce que Dieu veut que nous prêchions cette vérité. Nous sommes toujours dans ce monde parce que Dieu veut que nous passions cette vérité à chaque génération, à chaque personne, afin que chacun soit jugé par la parole et que personne ne puisse dire « je n'ai pas entendu ». Tu l'as entendu aujourd'hui, si tu n'es pas encore baptisé, fais-le. Tu l'as entendu aujourd'hui, si tu n'as pas encore reçu le sceau du Saint-Esprit, fais-le aujourd'hui. Que Dieu vous bénisse. Levons-nous, tenons-nous debout. Let's stand. To his disciples, he said, in a little while, and ye shall see me no more. In a little while, you shall see me no more. Again, in a little while, and you shall see me again. What is he telling you today? After all I have said, what is he telling you today? Bible says that Jesus is gone to the Father to prepare places, and he is coming back not to take everyone. No, the gate is narrow. If you dance too much, you cannot get into that gate. The gate of heaven is narrow. If you have so many luggage on you, you cannot get through that narrow gate. But it's through that narrow gate that eternal life is. Jesus is coming. Those who are not ready, it's going to be a whining, a gnashing of teeth. It's going to be what we say in French, dommage. Please, don't let this moment pass you. Because this pandemic is just a sign that this world is going away. It's a sign that this world can go away in a minute. Don't let it pass you. Don't let it pass you. Ce monde est en train de passer. Ce monde va passer. La vérité, c'est que le monde est en train de vous flatter. Remarquez un virus qui est 30 fois plus petit que votre cellule de sang, qui bloque le monde entier, arrête la circulation, arrête l'économie. Les grands de ce monde ne savent pas comment s'en débarrasser, comment s'en sortir. Un petit virus. Faites attention parce que ce monde n'est pas un monde qui va rester éternellement. Ce n'est pas un monde qui va rester éternellement. La vie éternelle est dans l'au-delà. Et Jésus est la voie qui mène à cette vie éternelle. Recevez-le. Venez à lui. Donnez votre vie. Recevez sa vie. Soyez scellés pour l'enlèvement. Parce que le Seigneur revient. Et il ne revient pas pour tout le monde. Il revient pour ceux qui ont été scellés par le Saint-Esprit. My sister, my brother, wherever you are, no matter what is bothering you, no matter what is the situation, I want you to know, our God is in control. Jesus is in control. And he said, he who believes in me shall not die. And even if he dies, he will live again. The meaning is that there is an eternal life. And whosoever believes in him will be up to this life. Whosoever believes in him will live this life. Eternal life. My sister, my brother, pray to God. Talk to him. Everything is just vanity. Pandemic or not pandemic, it's vanity. The real thing is eternal life. That's what you should seek. That's what you should long for. That's what you should yearn for. My brother, my sister, pray to God. Ask him to help you not miss eternal life. Mon frère, ma soeur, tout est vanité. Il n'y a que la vie éternelle qui est importante. Ce monde passera. Pandémique ou pas pandémique, le monde va passer. Prie que le Seigneur t'aide à ne pas rater l'enlèvement. Prie au nom de Jésus. Amen.